Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are. We're facing a very, very powerful show tonight. We're going to be discussing the Black Coffee Party. We're going to be discussing the Black Coffee Party. So, again, I'm very excited about what we're about to embark upon. Having our own political party. Having our own political party, which is the power of Black folk. The power of us getting out of the situation that we're in, which is a situation that the white man himself created. The white man created this situation. You wonder why things won't get better because you're praying to his God and begging his God to help your situation, the same God that he used when he was beating you and lynching you. And you expect that God to help you. That God don't care anything for you because he's not your God. The white man, when he gave him to you, he only gave him to you because that God was going to do whatever the white man said. And the reason that God was going to do whatever the white man said is because that God belonged to him. So we're very happy to embark upon a situation in which we're no longer in need of the white man's God. We're very happy to embark upon this particular situation. I think that we're having some technical difficulties. Just bear with me one moment. And we'll rectify these difficulties that we're experiencing. Okay, so hopefully we are hopefully we have a connection without any kind of confusion. I'm hoping everything is going well and everything can be heard. That's my prayer. We're talking about Black folk building up, Black folk building up themselves, the Black Coffee Party. We have to have our own political party, our own political power. This is what we're in need of, our own political party and our own political power that would allow us to have an operation for a source of not only power but source of energy that works for Black folk, and whatever that energy may be, it has to work for Black folk. It's time out for us running behind the white man's bandwagon. Can't do it anymore. I don't know about you, but I was never happy when I was doing it. I just didn't understand why. And now that we understand, how do we understand? The day that the most honorable Elijah Muhammad came into our lives, cleaned us up, turned us around, placed our feet on solid ground, put us in the direction of Blackness, by telling the Black man simple words, three simple words, do for self. That's it, to do for self. So you have to do for yourself politically. We have to be willing to do for ourselves economically. We have to be willing to do for ourselves socially. And we have to be willing to do for ourselves religiously. And if we ever, if we're ever to have any kind of success, these things will have to be done. If we're ever to have any kind of success, these things would have to be done before we could become all that he would want us to be, the God within us. For it says that ye are little God. So the Black Coffee Party is Black. Many people have a question as to whether white folk can join the Black Coffee Party. They can't join the Black Coffee Party, but they can create their own party. That would be support to the Black Coffee Party, but they're not able to be in the Black Coffee Party. That coffee party is important that it is led by Black folk. Black coffee beans make Black coffee, and we want Black beans. We don't want any white beans or any other beans in the Black Coffee Party. But if they want to become a part of the Cappuccino Party, which is support to the Black Coffee Party, they're not able to do that. If they want to become a Mochaccino, part of the coffee, to support the Black Coffee Party, then they can do that, to show that, they're unified and to show that they're in support of what we're doing. But as far as them becoming a part of the Black Coffee Party, they're not able to do it because we have to have black folk. That's black coffee, no sugar, no cream. Now, we're not saying that they can't have coffee, but they can't have our coffee. But they can't have their coffee, which would put them in the category and class of supporting black coffee. So you got to have black coffee before you could even have cappuccino and mocha. So we want you to, all whites and others that would want to be a part of this movement, you can be a part of the movement, but you just can't be a leader in the Black Coffee Party movement. But you need to create a coffee movement that is doing the same thing and is standing with and is in unity with the Black Coffee Party movement. And we say this for a reason, because it's a source of power. We don't need anything else like the Democratic nor Republican Party, where black folks are being mixed up and left out. The minute that we integrate the coffee, then black folk are being mixed up and put out. And the more cream and sugar that you add to this coffee, the less potent it is. So we want black coffee. This is the only thing that's able to wake our people up, to help them do what is necessary, to help them do what needs to be done. This is the only thing that can wake our people up. So this is what we need. We need black coffee. No sugar, no cream in this party. Now, other party groups that will be out there, Cappuccino Party, the Mochaccino Party, Latte, whatever. Whatever your flavor of party for coffee that is there, they can walk along with us, work along with us, and move along with us. We welcome that. But these, in perspective, would be different because we have to focus on things that are affecting black folks. That's what's wrong now. The black man has stopped focusing on whatever involves black folks and stopped focusing on whatever involves everyone else. And we look like fools running around here holding up the white man's sign, holding up his banner, fighting for the Democratic Party when they're the ones putting us in jail, fighting for the Republican Party when they're the ones lynching us. We look like fools. Brothers and sisters, I'm trying to wake you up. I'm trying to wake you up. The same way the most honorable Elijah Muhammad imbued this knowledge within his people, and his speaker and spokesman at that time, the most honorable minister Malcolm X, and now the most honorable minister Louis Farrakhan, and most honorable Khalid Abdul Muhammad, as they came forward, who were teaching the knowledge of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, who got this knowledge from the most honorable master, Master Farad Muhammad, to teach the black man to get up, wake up, and pull yourself up. Do for self. This is the only way that our situation is going to get any better, that we began to do for self. If you don't do for self, why, your situation is never going to get better. If you don't do for self, why, you'll be in the same position that you've been in the whole time. Because you haven't concentrated on doing for you. You've been waiting for that white man to do for you. And ever since he came into your life, he's been doing for you. What he's been doing has been causing you hell. And the bad part about it is that many people can't even see it. That the white man has done nothing but cause the black man hell. Ever since we came into contact with this beast, he's called us hell. And wonder why we call him a devil. Why, he is a devil. What else could he be? What else could he be? The black man on this earth has made it a heaven, and the white man got on this earth and got it controlled and made it a hell. Because you've been trusting them too long. I tell you, I don't know what's up with some of these Negroes, where they trust this white man. Huh? Why they trust him? They trust racist Steve Harvey, one of the biggest coons that I've ever seen in my life. And I tell you, it's sad that he's from Ohio. Normally, Ohio have people to stand up. Cleveland is one of the most powerful states in the nation, Cleveland, Ohio. But it's a shame that Steve Harvey came from there. Well, I didn't know the coons came from Ohio, because that's a strong state. It's been a strong state in revolution and everything. So I'm really baffled, bewildered, and almost begulled that Steve Harvey came from Ohio which is close to Detroit, and has had the most powerful movements that you had in the nation, and people, some of the most powerful people in the nation that have come from there, including our own Honorable Minister Malcolm X, and the place where the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad opened up the teaching of the Most Honorable Farhad, Master Farhad Muhammad. And just to think that a coon would come from there. And every time you see him, he's crying. You can never trust a man that cries too much. You know, I would never say a man has never cried, but you wouldn't know it. You wouldn't know it because he's too busy being a man. And I tell you, he cries, pardon the expression. I've heard it said. I'm not allowed to say so on the radio, but I can tell you what I've heard people say. I've heard people say that he cries just like a bitch, Steve Harvey, that he's one of the worst coons that you ever seen in your life to come before a black folk. He did all that talk against Donald Trump, and when Donald Trump was the one giving him the money, all you have to do is follow the record, and you look at him, you look like a fool, look like a damn fool on camera, cowering down to this white man. I didn't know any better. I was thinking he was going to do something to him right on stage, drop to his knees, if you get my drift, and do something to him right on stage. Because these kind of people that Donald Trump has confidence in, these coons, and we got to stop that. That's what we got to stop. We have to stop this kind of evil and ignorance. We have to stop these coons, and we've got to stop these white racists being able to use these coons in our community and saying that they speak for us. Why, they don't speak for us. They speak for somebody, but they don't speak for us. Huh? I said they speak for someone, but they don't speak for us because we don't deal with coonology. We don't deal in it, and we don't deal with them. So, brothers and sisters, we got to get busy. We have work to do, and this work can't be prevented nor stopped because we have so much work to do. And so much that we have to do to change what is happening in our country, what is happening all around. So our job is certainly cut out for us. Our job is certainly cut out for us. So I want you to get involved. What are we doing? What are we talking about? Let's read it about the Black Coffee Party. Let's see what the Democratic Party and Democratic officials have done for us, which is nothing. Which is nothing, but we're gonna run through the course anyway, so that our people, those that are lost, will be able to see that there is nothing more that the Democratic or Republican Party, no more tricks that they can put in front of your face. They've already showed you that they're not gonna do a damn thing for you. They've showed you that. They've already showed you that. But they're not gonna do anything for you. And if you think that they're gonna do something for you, why, you're a fool to even believe it. But let's see. Let's talk about this. What is happening? Across the country, the Republican Party has messed up across the country. Donald Trump is leading the way, one of the biggest idiots that we have in office, that we've ever had in office. A proof of which, he makes Bush seem like a genius. Bush Jr., he makes him seem like a genius. He's that ignorant. And we all know that Bush Jr. was a fool. He was really a fool. His dad was an ignorant fool, battle axe, a warmonger, an evil racist man. And if you have any sense of history or pay a lot of attention to history, then you'll find out that many of these individuals are very ruthless men. It's been said that this kind of ruthlessness even follows in the Democratic Party, proof of which, John F. Kennedy is dead today for that reason, because of the ruthless man, among others, who still fulfill the summons, the play of the summons concerning Julius Caesar, still fulfilling it, that their knives are finding a place in the belly and chest of dutiful men. When Caesar turned to his left and knew that those men would have sought him, but to turn to his right and see Brutus, someone who was with him, someone who should have been on his side, which coins the phrase famously, et tu, Brutus, you too? Yeah, your betrayer, the enemy, the adversary, is working through people that are right around you. Right around you. That's why I said we're all leaders. You mess up when you think that we're not all leaders. We're all leaders. There are no followers in this world. They're all leaders. And once you accept that, then you're well on your way. But back to the Black Coffee Party in particular. Let's talk about it. What has the Democratic or Republican Party ever done for black folks? They don't even stop to see our faces. They just ring up our money, ring up on our power, ring up our votes during election season, and you never see them again. That's very important. We must do for self in 2017. And we must show our faces, pronounce ourselves as victorious and independent of everything that's going on now. What does faces mean? That's F-A-C-E-E-S. We've added an extra E to this acronym, FACES. The F is for food. The A is for administration. The C is for clothing. The E is for education. E is also for economic. And the S for shelter. So I'm encouraging you to support a black political party built to handle the concern of black folk, black people. Black Coffee Independent Political Party. My intention is to fight on all black fronts, as should be your intention, against all black problems, against all black enemies. And I intend to do it with your help, and you should intend to do it with my help, through our own black political power, through our own Black Coffee Independent Political Party. I appreciate you, and I appreciate your black help to make this happen in 2017. I am your host, Dr. Mahdi Salam Liyer. And I'm very thankful to be here before you today. Very, very thankful to be here before you today. So now we have it. There we have it. The Black Coffee Independent Political Party, a party of black folk fighting for black desires, fighting for black needs, something that we need. And today we've got to have it. Black folk, a political party for black folk that is going to deliver black folk. Because we won't find it in the white party. I keep telling you that. You're looking for the white man to help you and feel some sympathy to you? Well, he don't care anything about you. White man don't care anything about you. If he cared about you, then you see him. You wouldn't have to be running around here running after him and begging him. You would see him. Huh? You would see him. He would already be where you needed him to be. If he was truly concerned about your party, if he was truly concerned, he'd be doing everything that you're doing now. But he's not concerned, and he's not doing anything because what he is concerned about doesn't involve you. Huh? His daily objective has you nowhere in sight, and you got to know that. You got to know it, because the minute you begin to know that, then you'll begin to do for self. But you'll never do for self until you know it. Stop running around after the Democratic and Republican Party were setting up these prisons and putting you and my children in them. You got to wake up. You got to wake up. If you don't wake up, well, you'll never see the truth. You got to wake up. You have to wake up. So our desire and our prayer is to build up this party. That's our desire. That's our prayer, is to build up this party. But we can't do it without your help. Can't do it without your help. Now, those that are wise, we'll jump on this bandwagon if you're wise. Only the wise people will jump on this bandwagon. If you're not wise, you're not going to jump on it. If you're not wise, there's nothing I can do to help you. There's nothing I can do to help you jump on this bandwagon if you're not wise. Either you got it or you don't. Either you understand what's going on or you don't. You can't. Some people you won't be able to beg and pry because they're that ignorant and that foolish. That ignorant, that foolish, some of them say, well, I have white friends. My wife is white. My husband is white. Well, my children are mixed. And that doesn't mean a damn thing. That doesn't mean anything, you see, because you're black. If you're black and you're concerned about the interests of black, then it's going to have to be that concern and that interest to interest you into doing something to save yourself. You know, Harriet Tubman said something very powerful. I never forget it, reading this. She said, I could have saved more black folk if they knew they were slaves. And that's a very powerful statement. She said, I could have saved more black folk had they known they were slaves. But many of you don't even know. While the white man is controlling and monopolizing the jobs and everything, you don't even know. The international bankers are running America, and you don't even know. Can't even tell you. Because you won't read. You spend so much time looking at all of this other stuff on television. People being naked and watching Basketball Wives and all of these Divorced Wives of Atlanta and all of these shows, watching Carrie Washington in this show, Elizabeth Pope, who's belittling herself and make all black women look like whores, like Amorosa. All these things, you watch, you're interested in it. And these people are not going to stand up for you. They're not going to stand up for you. The rappers and the musicians that you're listening to, a lot of them are not going to stand up for you. You got some that'll stand. The others are not going to stand up for you because they're not concerned about black folks' problems. You don't even believe that they're black. Proof of which, many of them are trying to decolorize themselves, which is shameful. Very shameful. If the ancestors in Africa, they were alive, I tell you, they're probably rolling in their graves right now. It's very shameful. Why? Why? Because you hate yourself. You hate the knowledge of yourself. You hate Africa. And I want you to know that you can't hate Africa without hating yourself. You can't hate the history of Africa without hating the history of yourself. You can't hate the knowledge of Africa without hating the knowledge of yourself. Huh? Because that's where you come from. The Ethiopian can't change his skin. The leopard can't change his spots. Huh? In other words, the DNA that's in you is there to stay. I said the DNA that's in you is there to stay. It ain't going nowhere. And that's what you got to know. And you can know it. You can know it. All you got to do is do right. All you got to do is do right. Huh? Someone said, what is doing right? How am I doing myself wrong? I tell you. You're doing yourself wrong every time. Every time that you don't do anything concerning you. Don't concentrate on anything that has anything to do with you. You're doing yourself wrong. Huh? You don't know any better. You don't know any better. If you knew any better, you wouldn't do it. But many of you don't know any better. You're swapping down that you do know, but you don't. And that's why you're in the situation that you're in. We need to take back our communities. We've got to build a strong base. We have to build a very strong base. And we got to take back our communities, and we got to take back our communities. First, let's talk about taking back our communities. We've got a three-step program in taking black our community. Now, it's called black regentrification. We got to do that, black regentrification. And what we're doing in black regentrification means we're going inside of the neighborhood that was created by black folk, that were taken by white folk and gentrified. And then when the money got low, the white folks left there and left those houses back to you, to sold the same house back to you, and you've been buying and rebuying and selling and leaving and foreclosing the same house that belonged to you and belonged to your community, huh? And the white man bought it back from you, huh? And he keeps on this cycle. Because, see, when you're in the community, they know he's going to get some good business because he's a poor businessman toward his own business. The biggest lie is that the white man is the best businessman toward his own business. Why, he's the poor businessman toward his own business. Huh? The only difference is that he ain't got no other place to go. If you were to open up a black business in your community, the white man would come to your business. I'm telling you. I'm making it plain. If you were to have a store because you're going to sell your things at low prices so your people can be served, then the white man will come and buy from you. He'll buy whatever the deal is. Wherever the deal is, he's going to come and buy from you. And he took your store. He took your stores where you practiced the same edifice before integration, and he stole your ideas. Why, when he asked you coming to his business that he stole from you, then he raised the prices up. And see, you were such a fool and so dedicated to going there because he let you go inside the front door, so you were willing to pay anything to get in there. Huh? And you'll do it in life. You'll pay anything to get in where the white man is getting in, and you go into places where he's shooting you down like a dog, and you're still begging yourself to get in. Huh? That's what we're dealing with. That's what we're dealing with. Huh? And you're dealing with it because you're a chump. Huh? That's what you're doing. You're dealing with it because you're a chump. Huh? Anytime that you support anything dealing with the white man and it goes against you, you're a chump. A chump for Trump and a chump because you're a traitor against your own race. That's what you are as black folk. That's what you are. Anytime you don't support anything black, you're a traitor to your race. Some of us might say, oh, he's a hate teacher. Why, he's getting on black folk. No, I'm not a hate teacher. Well, I'm not getting on black folks, but I'm trying to help the black man to help himself. If I could only help him to help himself. And the black man needs help. He needs help. So I'm trying to help the black man to help himself. And how will I be able to do that unless I appeal to you? The book says God chasing those whom he loves. It said God chasing those whom he loves. Huh? So the handiwork of God will get on the work of God. The handiwork of God will get on the people of God when they're not doing justice, loving mercy, and walking humbly before God in the light that they're thankful for who they are, thankful for what they're given. That was the sin of Esau. The sin of Esau is that he wasn't thankful for what he had gotten. Huh? He wasn't thankful for it, so he played with it. Huh? Jacob was covetous to Esau because he appreciated the gift that had been given to Esau, but Esau played with that gift. So the black man has to learn to love and appreciate himself in playing. Stop bleaching your skin, black man, black woman. Black man, stop wearing extensions in your hair. Stop walking around with your head looking like a girl, looking like a woman. Huh? You were made to be a man, brother. You were made to be a man. Stop walking around like that. Tom said, well, he's picking on the gay folk. But I'm not picking on gay folk. I'm telling you to be what you are, to be thankful for what you are. And God didn't make you a woman. He made you a man. If you got a penis between your legs, then God made you a man. That's a fact. He made you a man. If you got a vagina between your legs, then God made you a woman. That's a fact. So be happy doing what God made you. And be happy with what God gave you. This is the concentration that we must have. Someone says, son, this is nothing but badgering. Well, it's not badgering. I'm telling you this because I love you. And if I didn't love you, I wouldn't tell you. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't tell you these things. But because I love you, I am. You see, all these things you've learned in this barren land, all these things that you've learned, you learned it from the white man. You don't know any better. Huh? Many of you don't even know what's happening to you. There are children growing up, male and female, believing they're the opposite. The male believing that he's the female and the female believing that he's the male. So they're believing that they're the opposite. When it's already been destined who they are. Huh? But television, the program, it's programming our children. And I'm here to tell you that if we don't program our children, then this world will program what they're feeling for them. If we don't program them with the kind of thinking that they need, the kind of mentoring that they need, if we don't give it to them, then don't worry. Because this country, this life, will program them for their own uses. And that's the reason why the jails are so full today. That's the reason why. The jails are full today. Why? Why the jails are full today? Because of what children are seeing on television. What's been publicized. Television used to be educational. It used to be educational. The programming used to be educational. Everything that was done used to be educational. But we moved away from that. Why did we move away and how did we move away? Through integration. Integration was not for your good nor mine, brother and sister. I have to tell you, I have no choice. It wasn't for us. Integration was for the white man because the stock market was falling. He's never been a good manager of money. He's been a good thief of money, but he's never known how to manage money. And because he didn't know how to manage money, he ended up in the situation that he's in today. because he didn't know how to manage. So we've got to learn, and we've got to do better. We've got to do better. We've got to become a better people toward ourselves. We've got to do this. If we don't do this, then our nation will continue dying. You see? The white man got you tricked. The white man has you tricked. He has you believing in everything else except what's necessary. That's what he has. Has you believing in everything else except what's necessary. And what is necessary in our time? What's necessary? That we save our community. Brothers and sisters, if we don't save our community, we're going to be doomed. The black communities are dying. The black communities are dying today. And it's going to take you and I to build it up. The Black Coffee Party is the answer. We need to have our own political power, our own political source. The Black Coffee Party is the answer to how we will do this. The Black Coffee Party is the answer. How are we going to do it? We're going to come together. Time to focus on our party. Who will run for that party? We need black folk, a party of black leaders to run. We don't want anyone white to run. We don't want anyone white within our organization to run. Now, they can pick amongst themselves who will run to also support the organization. So there'll be many different branches of the Black Coffee Party, but the chief part of the Black Coffee Party itself will be a body of black teachers, black believers, be a party of black folk, no matter where they come from, but they have to be black. We don't want any white person in the party. We don't want any white person in the party. We're not turning down any help adjacent to what we're doing, but we don't want any white folks in the party because that would weaken the coffee. And you and I both know when you go to work and you're tired, you're going to want some strong coffee. And coffee got to be strong. If that coffee's not strong, then it's not going to keep you up. The power of the coffee has been delineated or has been weakened. So you need some strong coffee. It's got to be black. You drink some of that old Folgers coffee without cream. Or get some of that Colombian coffee. Get some of that Maxwell House. Get a little Folgers in your cup. Yeah, that dark coffee, black coffee. We don't want anything else in it except that because we need the power of that coffee to keep us focused, to keep us awake. That coffee is black, bitter, black, strong, and bitter. So we need that coffee to keep us awake. So to keep us focused in this time when men are slumbering, black men are slumbering in these times, dangerous times. Dangerous times when a black man is asleep. Dangerous times when a black man is suddenly asleep. We've got to do better. We've got to do better, brother and sister. We need your help to do this. Now, we're not asking for any money. We're not asking for any money. Keep your money. We're not asking for that. That time will come. Whatever you feel like you want to do, then you're able to do it. That time will come. So we don't want your money. What we want is you. We want you, brothers and sisters. We want you to come together. We want you to stand up. And if you feel like donating a penny, then donate that penny. But more than anything else, we want you. We want your body. We want your body. Yeah, there are places that are asking for 50-cent donations. 50-cent donations to be mailed in and things of that nature. There are places that are asking for dollar donations to be mailed in. Yes. Yeah, we're asking for these things. There are places you can mail. I tell you, if you're in a situation where you can mail in $1, you're in bad shape, you know, and you just call in to me at the show. I'll try to reach the call-in number, and I'll give you a dollar to mail in. I'll donate a dollar for you. You're in a bad position. If you can't donate 50 cents or a dollar for yourself, you're in a bad way. And we don't want anyone suffering. That dollar is a problem of keeping a can of beans on your table for you to eat. We don't want anyone suffering. So you call in, I'll donate the dollar for you. I'm that dedicated and that serious about what's going on. But we need you. And you and I both know that dollar's not going to kill you. You and I both know 50 cents is not going to kill you. Mailing in toward the cause of organizing a black political party. We want to be organized. We hope that and are very strongly in favor of Michelle Obama running for President of the United States She's very qualified, the only one qualified for the office. At this point, we don't want Hillary to come forth, right? She doesn't know, first of all, she doesn't love black folks. She doesn't love black folks now. Now, Bill did, and he tried to put all of himself into black folks, black women. He tried to put all this stuff into black women to prove that. So we look past Bill because he did some good. But when it comes down to it, he's racist too. So the white man can't do anything for you. When I say racist, I want you to understand that it means he's going to fight for himself. Huh? He's going to fight for his race. And it doesn't necessarily mean that racism is a bad word. It doesn't necessarily mean that racism is a bad word. Huh? The white man is made as bad and good when he uses it. Huh? But you can be focused on your race. That doesn't make you a bad person to be focused on your race. Everyone should be focused on their race. But the white man says when you're focused on your race, that you're racist. And when he's focused on his race, that he's determined. Huh? Well, you know that's nothing but a devil. Only a devil would say that and try to trip you up and fool you. Huh? And only a dummy would fall for the devil's trick. And I'm trying to tell you to not be a dummy. Don't fall for the devil's trick. Don't fall for the devil's trick. We ask you to jump in. Jump in, dive in, walk in, slide in, crawl in, squirm in. We want you to do it all. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in to a place where your people are. Place where you are. And talk about the situations that we're facing today. The cruelest trick that was pulled on you as black folk is that you were free. That's the cruelest trick. That was more cruel than him beating and lynching you. Because he can cause you a psychological death, and you're done. If he can cause you a psychological death, you're definitely done. So our desire and our prayer is that you would wake up and get up. That's our desire and our prayer. Wake up, and we need you to get up and get busy. You got to get busy. The real war up here, and people are going to need you. People are going to need me. They're going to need us on the front line. Huh? Doing the will of Allah or God, Jesus, whatever name you want to use. It doesn't matter whether you're Christian. Huh? It doesn't matter whether you're Christian or not. It doesn't matter. We want you to get busy. We want you to get busy with the Muslim. We want you to get busy with whatever black folk you can find. Move your religion out of the way. This at this point has nothing to do with religion. You got to learn how to come together. Huh? The Christian and the Muslim can go to the same mosque, the same temple, or the same church, and worship the same God. And you got to have the understanding of that you're all in the same boat. No matter how much the white man says that you're different from the other black person, the only thing he means is that you're a different nigger. You're a different kind of nigger. So you got to be wise. You got to be wise. You got to get to the place where you can see plainly the situation that you have and the situation that your brother have is the same situation. You got to see that. If you don't see it, then you'll never make it. It's something that you have to see. You got to see it for yourself. Huh? That you're in the same bag, the same boat, and the same shit. Yeah, I said it. I said it. In the same bag, the same boat, and in the same shit. So it's all of it's yours. You're in the same place. Huh? And you got to graduate from this place, brothers and sisters. You got to step out of this muck and mire. And step on a solid foundation, huh? A solid foundation where you can stand up as individuals. You got to stand up. And you got to get up. Don't sell out, huh? You can sell things, but don't sell yourself, huh? Sell everything but your soul. Sell everything but your soul, huh? Sell everything but your soul so that you can wake up and be what God wants you to be. But your soul. Sell everything but your soul. So he's calling us. He's calling me, you. He's calling everyone else that are under the sound of this weak voice. One highly able, worthy to speak this knowledge. I used to be blind like you. I used to be blind. Yeah, I was blind, brothers and sisters. I was blind. I was without hope. I was blind without hope, without strength. Huh? I believed in that old devil. I believed in it. the same way you believe in him. I believed in him. I thought that he would do some good. I thought that there was some change about him. But I learned better. He ain't going to change. He ain't going to change. He ain't going to change. The only good that can come from him is when he's dead. When he's dead, then he's good. That means they could, because he can't do any more bad. That's what you got to understand. When he's dead, he's good because he can't do any more bad. Huh? He's no more threat to you. You running around here, I've told you. I've told you. I'm not teaching hate. I'm teaching unity of black folk. Unity. And I have to speak on the division of the black man before I can speak on the unity of the black man. I have to speak on it. Because you don't even know that you're divided. You're against brother and sister. I see brothers, dedicating the best life that they have to those other people and will leave their own people down. Sisters doing the same thing, Coming against individuals. Coming against individuals that are there for you, not learning to sacrifice the situations, in those down moments. Sister, if you with those black men, stop ripping them down. Brothers, if you with the black woman, stop ripping her down. If you're not with a black woman or black man, then stop what you're doing now and go and get one. And build up your own race. That means repopulating black folk. They're killing our kids. We got to repopulate. That's not saying anything negative against any kind of race, but that's speaking positive for the black race. Because if a white man and a black woman or a man and a white woman get together, that child is still black. The gene pool is that strong. We're the Aboriginal people. We're the first people. The gene pool is that strong. You see, so your child ain't going to escape nothing. No matter how much you want to lie to each other, because you're not strong enough to face the truth, the child ain't going to escape because that white man's going to see him as a nigger. He knows it. He knows it because he's been doing that a long time. You ain't doing nothing new. You ain't doing nothing new by creating creams. You ain't doing nothing new. The white man's been doing that a long time, and he was raping black women. Forcing himself in them, forcing his little vagina wiener in them, his little peanut, and doing what he does, and the woman would carry, with shame and bring that baby into fruition. The baby was still called a nigga. A nigga, a lighter nigga, nonetheless, but a nigga. So you're not doing anything new. Not doing anything new. This interracial dating thing is nothing new. Nothing new. You're still creating black kids. And that's why you don't see me fight against it too much. I'll fight against it because I think if you had a choice between a white woman and a black woman, you should choose the black woman. If you had a choice between a black man and a white man, as a black woman, you should choose the black man. But also, by the will of Allah, it's also another way of wiping out the white race. And it's comical, too, and I really appreciate it because I hear the white people can't do nothing about it now. The most racist white wish that you would date your own kind because they know that you're wiping the race out, producing black babies. Keep producing those black babies, you're going to wipe them out totally. That's why he tries to attach himself to the lighter-skinned black man, the lighter-skinned black woman, the interracial black woman, the interracial black man, the mixed black man, mixed black woman, the mulatto. He tries to attach himself to it as an extension of his own race because he wants to leave a legacy, but it's not working. Because it seems like, I don't know what the brothers and sisters are using today, but when these kids come out, they're getting darker and darker. Yeah. Getting darker and darker, and it's okay. It's really a beautiful thing. Because in that way, we're winning, too. We're winning. He uses it as an art of war, but it's working against him. It's working against him because God is in control. That's why it's working against him, because God is in control. So I appreciate this time that I've come before you. Let's get it together. Let's get black. Let's get roasted. Let's get bitter. Let's concentrate on building a party that's going to be good for the people. Black folk, black people. Something that's going to do something for us for a change. And heaven knows we could use it. I said, heaven knows that we could use it. Something that's going to help us. Heaven knows that we can use it. So I encourage you, I invite you to this. Black brothers, black sisters, get down and join the Black Coffee Political Party. And let's be concerned about the problems and things that are happening inside of our own community. Let's be concerned about what's happening to the black man and black woman. Let's be concerned about what's happening to our people as a whole, the killing of our kids. Let's get busy doing something that is profitable for our people. Let's create our own job. Let's create our own politicians. Let our own politicians stand out. Huh? Find them in the black community. Find them in the black community so that they will come up and be the city council people that we need. So they will be these city leaders that we need. That's what you and I have to do. We've got to get involved saving ourselves. And got to know that that man ain't going to do nothing to save us. He's never done nothing to save us. He's never done nothing for us, and he'll never do anything for us. And he'll never do nothing for us. Everything that we do, we're going to have to do it for ourselves. But we're in a very powerful time. I'm thankful. I'm very thankful to be in this time and this period. It's a very powerful time. And it's time for us to get busy. We've got to get busy so we can make these things happen. So I say to you to be encouraged. Be encouraged. I say to you to take this word out and give it to our black sisters and our black brothers. Give this word out to them, wherever they are, in the community, along the dinner side, along the roadside, at your work. Talk about it. Don't worry about the white man. He's taking care of himself. Don't worry about him getting mad at you putting out this knowledge, because he's going to save himself. You got to wake up. You got to be better than that. You got to wake up to be better than that. So my desire, my prayer is that you take this word out so that our brothers and sisters will have it. That you'll take this new knowledge. Taught in this time. It's an old knowledge. It's an old wisdom taught since the beginning of time. But my prayer is that you would take it so that it will fulfill the destiny of black folks and do the things that is necessary, the things that it needs to do. That's my prayer. I want to say thank you for this time again. I'm your host, Dr. Mahdi Salam Miliyare. Brothers and sisters, be strong. Be strong. Have love for one another. And I greet you in the words of peace. Salam alaikum. And your response is, wa alaikum.